A very warm and big welcome to every one of you listeners out there. My name is Father Terence, and I am a Redemptorist from the province of Malaysia and Singapore. And here along with me is...
Hi everyone, my name is Father Gerard. I'm also a Redemptorist from the same vice province of Malaysia and Singapore. And it's wonderful to be here with you, Terence.
So today we are here basically to share with all of you, the listeners out there, a very exciting initiative that we are going to embark on. In the very near future, both Father Gerard and I will be starting a regular podcast series. Basically, it's our way of trying to explain to you what this podcast will contain and to try and convince you, the listeners, to subscribe to the podcast channel. And hopefully, very soon, you will be able to hear our first ever episode. So, Gerard, would you like to start off by telling us roughly what we can expect from this podcast series?
So again, when Terence and I were talking about what this podcast was meant to do, we had a discussion about it last week. But just as we were beginning to record, the thought came into my mind, and I remembered the old sitcom Seinfeld. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And Seinfeld was always advertised as the show that is about nothing. So I thought maybe our podcast also will be about nothing.
Okay.
However, there are four guidelines to this nothingness.
All right.
And there are some things that we do want to do in this podcast.
Okay.
So four things. First of all, we want to share about the Redemptorist.
Okay.
We want to share about our charism. We want to share about our history. We want to share about our mission, what we do and who we are.
Okay. Wait. Do you not think that those who will be interested and those who will subscribe to the podcast would have already known a little bit about the Redemptorist, and that's why they will actually bother to listen to this?
Sure. I think everybody can know more about the Redemptorist. Just in fact, preparing for today's podcast, I had to do some.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm always prepared, Terence. And, right. So I was reading something this afternoon. I felt that I actually learned something new, more details about something that I knew in a peripheral way, but I kind of really got more in depth in understanding the subject. And so I think even after more than 20 years in the congregation, I'm still learning more and more about the Redemptorist charism and our history.
Okay.
So we can always know some more.
Yeah,
I think also a lot of people know the Redemptorist more for what we do rather than who we are. So people come to the novena. People come to the annual procession. They know that we have been involved in school missions. They know our church, Novena Church, and our sister church in Ipoh, the parish of our Mother Perpetual Help in Ipoh Garden. But they may not necessarily know about other kinds of Redemptorist works.
Okay.
And things that we may be doing outside and what our mission and our charism is all about.
So
I think, I hope we'll talk a little bit more about this towards the end, but I think understanding about religious life and consecrated life is something that everybody can grow in understanding of.
So if we do our job well, hopefully after listening to this podcast, they will know definitely a bit more about the Redemptorist charism, our spirituality, and more about the religious life. Well,
absolutely.
I hope that would also somehow inspire some people to actually consider joining us.
Okay.
Well, okay, we can only pray.
five objectives.
All right. Okay. So what else? What else besides just sharing?
Okay. Next, we'd like to introduce our listeners to the work that is being done by the Redemptorist around the world. Again, the works in Singapore and Malaysia are well known by the people who are local, but the Redemptorists are found in more than 80 countries, and there are more than 4,600 Redemptorists all around the world engaged in a vast array of activities and missions. So we'd like to introduce them to what our conference around the world are doing. And hopefully we might even have some of them here.
Yeah. That's true. Actually, while you are just introducing that, I was just running through my mind about the of the redemptrists that I know around the world, already I can think of very interesting characters from countries like Thailand, Ireland, in Rome, in Belgium, in Philippines. And yeah, they are very inspiring characters that we can share about, and they can share about their wonderful works. And yeah, I think that will be very exciting for people to know a little bit more about our redemptories around the world. And also one thing that I realized that this is my own experience. As I come into contact with all these different redemptorists, I realize how different we are in either in our works, in our way of expressing our charism, but somehow there's still this special bond that ties us together. And I hope that in sharing these stories or introducing this wonderful redemptorists around the world, the listener can also somehow sense how different we are, and yet there's that very mysterious thing that really ties all of us together as a redemptorist. Yeah.
So yeah, absolutely. I know you've just come back from Belgium, done some studies there, and I've also been blessed to have lived in a number of countries and worked and studied in other redemptorist provinces. So we've kind of built up a little network of friends, confrères, who are doing some incredible things. And I feel blessed, for having met them and known them. Yeah. So we'd like to share that with you as well.
Yes, yes. Of course, we are also hoping that this podcast can be utilized as the platform for us to update the listeners about what is happening where we are at here in Malaysia and Singapore, here in Novena Church, and also in a way to just give an update of what is happening around the redemptorist world at large. For example, if there's something that is very important that's happening that impacts all of us redemptorists around the world, it will be good for us to share also with the listeners over here, right?
Okay, wonderful.
You mentioned four objectives for this podcast, and what might be the last one?
Okay, so we've also got a bulletin board going there. Okay, so first is sharing about the redemptorist charism. Second, introducing people to the redemptorist missions and works around the world, updating them on what's happening locally and abroad. And finally, we hope that this will develop into a forum to discuss some very interesting themes and topics on theology, catechesis, pastoral initiatives, and many things that are happening in the world of the church, which is full of life at the moment. It's a very vibrant situation, I think, that we have in the church today. We've just finished, for example, the Synod on Synodality. Yes. And I think it provides a... Mine too, and we've got our own experiences of that to share, So that's just one of the things that's happening in the church today, and there's so much of discussion to be had as to where does that lead not only the congregation but the church at large into the future.
Yeah, true. While you were saying, I'm also reflecting. Oftentimes, something happens around where we are living, something like happens locally, and the only way that I can engage on these topics with the fellow faithful is either during the sermons in the mass or in some very specific talks. I do realize that a lot of missed opportunities were out there because we really don't have a good time, because we have to keep to the timing during sermons, so you have to be very short and sweet. But sometimes you really don't have the chance to really go into it and reflect about it a little bit deeper. And of course, this podcast will be a very good platform for us to really go a little bit deep diving into all these issues.
Yes, absolutely. Our homilies and sermons are known to be
short and sweet,
concise and to the point. Even at the Novena, we've only got about 7 or 8 minutes to cover a certain theme. maybe up to 10 minutes at the Sunday Mass, but that's about it.
Okay.
And so we don't really have a chance to really get into topics. So if you like to listen to Terence and I on your way to work, in your car or in the MRT with your AirPods, we'd be most happy to accompany you wherever you're going.
Yes, yes. I'm feeling very excited about this because I realize that, as you can see from the dynamics here, if you're astute enough, you realize that Gerard here will always probably be the one that provides the answer, and I will be just be the one that asks all the questions and just sit back and relax and wait for Gerard to give us some very wise answer. Yeah, so I'm very, very relaxed every time when I think about this this podcast. I'm not sure about you, Gerard. You
I think after a couple of episodes, we'll look at the contract again and see how we want to arrange that, okay?
Okay, before we end off this promotion, of course, we have to tell them what is the title of the podcast so that they can actually search for it and start subscribing to it. So what exactly will we call this podcast?
Okay, the name that we have come up with, at least for the time being, is the Redemptorist Friendship Circle.
Have you got that? Okay, so it's the Redemptorist Friendship Circle. All right, so some people will straight away go, what? So Gerard, you might want to tell us a little bit why the Redemptorist Friendship.
Okay, there's the long story and the short story. I'll do it. Towards the short medium side of it, right. Yeah. It goes back to one of our saints, St. Clement Hofbauer, commonly called in the congregation as the second founder of the Redemptorist. He, together with his companion, Father Thaddeus Hubel, were the first non-Italians to join the congregation. And after they were professed and ordained, they were sent transalpine, beyond the Alps, and established a congregation first in Poland and then in Austria. And that's how the congregation grew from becoming just an Italian congregation. St. Clement has a colorful life. He tried to do many things in his life. And after encountering one failure after another, he finally found his calling in the Redemptorist congregation. One of the things that he did was that he studied in Vienna. He's a German speaker, and he studied his university in Vienna in the hope of becoming a priest. He wanted to be a diocesan priest at that time in his life. And he met another priest whose name was Joseph Albert von Diesbach.
I'm sorry to interject, but I feel like this is like a really like 10 episode thing that is going to lead to.
No. I'll get through the points much more quickly.
Okay.
So what Father Diesbach, von Diesbach was doing was that he was gathering together circles of friends.
Okay.
So basically, we are on to the point already. So he was gathering circles of friends, and they had an Italian name for the group, Amicizia Cristiana, a Christian fellowship, Christian friendship. As a young university student or pre-seminarian, Clement was very interested in this pastoral initiative of Father von Diesbach. And later on, when he was a priest in Warsaw, in Poland, he set up a group of oblates. Now, later on in his life, he found himself in Vienna. That's where he worked for the last 20 years of his life as a Redemptorist. And he lived in a flat. And he opened up this flat to any young people who wanted to drop by at any time, even if he was not at home. And so this group of friends started gathering at his house, and he prayed with them. He just sat around with them in fellowship. After a while, they started to have forums on discussing perhaps the same four things that we wanted to do at this
podcast.
Bottom
line, he called this group the Friendship Circle, is it?
Yes, they're often known as the Friendship Circle
that he built.
There is a German name for it, and I'll
maybe
have that for you in the second episode.
A more interesting title for the podcast. Anyway, so
on the street, that he was living.
Is that the end of the story? Just in case I'm interjecting.
Yeah. So well. Yeah, that's about it, really. And I think in that time in the church of that context, these groups of these circles of friends were seen to be, well, perhaps today we might call them cell groups or ministry groups who came together, and they formed a circle of friends who were happy to meet, to pray together, to talk about the faith. And I think St. Clement had a very strong motivation, I think, to move them from simply knowing and understanding doctrines to then growing deeper in that understanding, and would lead them to live out the faith mm-hmm. in practical ways in their life. And many of them became redemptorists too.
Okay, great. So that is the short explanation as to why we are calling
the medium explanation.
the podcast, The Redemptorist Friendship Circle. We might have one specific episode to have the long version of all okay. this. But anyway, so now for you listeners, you have heard the reason why we are calling the podcast tentatively The Redemptorist Friendship Circle, but we do like to hear your feedback. So in whatever platform that you are listening to this, you can drop us a message to tell us whether you like it or not after listening to the story, or do you have other suggestions that you think is more relatable, or do you think that there's something that would be nicer, or that you just like for this podcast to be called. But we also would like to hear from you, as I say it. This podcast ultimately is for us to share with you some of the redemptorist spirituality, so on and so forth. But we are also would like to talk about theology and catechesis. So we'd like to hear what are the topics that you would be interested in us exploring. So please just drop us a message and tell us what you are interested in, and if we find that it is worth us discussing about it, definitely we will take it up and try to do an episode on it.
And we don't mind a little bit of controversy or taking up
that's
issues at the margins.
That's the whole reason why we're doing this, right?
Okay.
We will tread very carefully, but we love to talk about anything controversial.
Not for its own sake, but I think there are things that are happening in the church, and I think we want to have a grasp of it to understand it better. In a sense that, you know, I think Pope Francis is moving the church in radical directions.
Okay.
And for me, I feel excited by that. And I'd like to share about it and talk about it.
So, okay. So this is not actually an episode yet. This is just supposed to be a promotional episode for us to entice you to join this podcast. So I hope that we are doing the job that makes you want to and not running away from this podcast. And when you have subscribed to it, hopefully very, very soon we'll be able to drop the first episode. All right?
Okay, so this is episode 0.
Yeah. All right. So before we sign off, Gerard, is there any last words that you would like to say or should like to wish the...
Please sign up for the podcast.
Yes, please,
and I, we don't have any friends. Nobody likes us. And so please sign up for the podcast and listen to us
quoting
all the time. Then we feel better about ourselves.
Quoting from the famous Father Simon Tan, tolong, tolong, tolong. So please join, subscribe, and please share this out to all your friends and family members. Really, this is something that we are very passionate about, and we want to share all of this with you, and hopefully we can become like a digital friendship circle where we can really
that's the whole idea, and I feel very inspired by that idea, and share it with your friends too.
All right.
They are also invited to the circle.
All right, so thank you very much and see you very soon.
Take care. God bless.